We Will Not Be Tamed, a Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation podcast that encourages all Texans to get involved in conserving the wild things and wild places of our state.
Hello there, I'm Lydia Saldana with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and we're here at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department headquarters in Austin, Texas, just outside a Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission meeting, and I've got three special guests with me today. John Christman with Apache, President and CEO of Apache, Susan Houston, who's the Associate Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and Rodney Franklin, who's the State Parks Division Director with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Thanks for taking the time to be with me today.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Susan, I'm going to start with you. It's been an eventful morning, and can you describe what just happened at the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission meeting?
Thanks, Lydia. Yes, we were given a challenge grant by Apache Corporation to help raise $2 million for the repairs at the pool at Balmoray State Park, and we were successful on that campaign, and so today was an opportunity to thank Apache and do a check presentation for their $1 million gift, which in turn enabled us to raise another million, and it was a very exciting, fulfilling day to see everyone come and participate.
Awesome. Rodney, let's backtrack a little bit and just set the stage. Can you explain what happened that made this challenge grant necessary?
You bet. As many know, Balmoray State Park was built in the 30s by the Civilian Conservation Corps, and some 50 million gallons of water is the largest spring fed pool in the world. So there are 50 million gallons of water that come through there every day. And during annual maintenance, the pool staff or the staff at Balmoray recognized that there was some erosion that had occurred damaging the structure of the pool. So there were some significant voids that were found, and it really created an unsafe situation for us right underneath the diving board. So we realized at that point we needed to take some action.
So, I understand that obviously the pool was closed, but that happened right before the summer season. What was that like for y'all?
Oh, correct. It is, the pool is something that is really a draw for everybody in West Texas. A lot of people use it
and
across it and beyond, yes, across the state of Texas. So it is very popular. So it really sent us into, we were concerned about that obviously, because a lot of people who were making plans and depending on the pool were not gonna be able to enjoy the pool. So it really sent us to scramble to see what we were gonna do, but we did know that it was not gonna be a short-term fix.
John, how did you hear about the problem, and what did you think when you heard about it, and what did you do, and what motivated you to come to the foundation?
Well, I mean, I've got a wonderful team that's, you know, been on the ground, and they're our eyes and ears, and as soon as we heard the park was closing, we huddled up, and the first thought we had was, wow, what about the pressure that's been on the department? You're here post-Hurricane Harvey. We know there's repairs having to be made all over the state of Texas, and so, you know, our first reaction was, we're going to help. But number two, how can we do this in a way, you know, that makes this more of a community project and brings others out to show the support? This is a Texas treasure. You know, we knew we were going to step up, but we wanted to do it in a way to really help, you know, unify a whole group of folks, you know, to make this happen and help the parks.
So I heard Carter say in the presentation that y'all called the department first, and then the foundation was brought in, right? I mean, is that how that happened? So, Susan, I guess you don't get phone calls like this every day, right?
What was your Not reaction? Every day, Lydia. thrilled and just deeply grateful for your spirit of generosity, and had to take a few minutes to gain our composure, but we were thrilled.
So, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we really stepped up the fundraising. Toward the end of 2018, we were at, what, about $650,000, and
yes,
decided to extend that for a couple of more weeks with a big push. And the outpouring of support was really amazing. Did that surprise you that we closed that gap so quickly?
It was a little daunting, but the outpouring of support that we had received throughout the campaign, we felt we felt pretty confident that we could reach it. And I mean, the partnership that we had with Apache, I mean, we all worked really hard, did a great push at the end, and the people of Texas came through.
And there were what, over 575 donations,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So, from everywhere, right?
All over the state, even out of state, and over 60% of those donations were less than $100. So every donation made an impact.
So Rodney, you know, everybody loves Texas State Parks, right?
Right.
And I know you love all of them.
I do.
But there's something extra special about Balmoray. You know, and what when you heard that the challenge had been met, what did that mean to you? What did it mean to the employees?
You're absolutely right, Lydia. Balmoray is special. It's a special place and it's special to a lot of people. The Civilian Conservation Corps is part of our history, but there are native species that are threatened there that we have to protect, and it just really is a special place. So, but when I hear a figure of $1 million or $2 million, that sounds daunting to me as well. And so for us to have that kind of generosity that Apache has shown and the people of Texas really came through for us, I'm not really surprised, but at the beginning of it, I was a little concerned that I didn't know how long it would take. And for us to come up with that kind of money to help Balmoray State Park, it's just a testament to the willingness and giving spirit of the citizens of Texas and how much they care for their state parks, but particularly Balmoray. So I was completely thrilled. I have spoken with the superintendent at Balmoray, and when you have a staff that care about a site as much as state park employees, there was a lot of concern and there's a lot of anxiety. And so the amount of exhilaration they experience when they find that the donation has been met and their park is going to be taken care of, it's unrivaled. It's just a feeling of elation from the regional office to the executive office to me, just to hear that we'll be able to take care of Balmoray. There's no feeling like that, and I was very pleased to hear that.
That's great. Well, you used the term concern and anxiety, and there certainly has been some concern and anxiety in recent years of things like Hurricane Harvey, flooding, fires, you name it, things happen, and that takes a toll on the system.
Absolutely.
And when those types of things happen, what does that do just to the routine, you know, maintenance and repair? How does that play into how the state park system is kept up?
Right. That's a great question, Lydia. It's no secret that we have a very old system with a very old infrastructure, and there's no secret that there's been a backlog, hundreds of millions of dollars of backlog of deferred maintenance, and scheduling that takes time with limited resources. So we try to take care of the most critical concerns first, but they're all critical, right? So when you have an emergency come along that you're not planning for, it diverts the list of things that we have to take care of. It diverts resources, manpower, and funds to take care of those emergencies that while you try to plan for them, there's no way really to plan for the extent of something like Hurricane Harvey. So it is a great benefit for us to have this donation because it allows us to not only take care and secure Balmoray State Park, but it frees up dollars for us to address more of those backlog of needs that are pervasive throughout the state park system. So that's what this donation means for us. It allows us to take care of more of these special places of Texas.
Okay. So of course the big news, the headline today was the matching of the challenge grant that we've all worked toward. It's been really exciting, you know, but wait, there's more. Today, John, y'all announced a $1 million endowment for Balmoray.
Right.
That's huge. Why did y'all do that?
Yeah. If you go back, we had made a trip, and I've got to give all the credit to our public relations, our communications team, our land team, our operations folks. All that team is the team that, you know, really deserves the credit. It goes back, we took a field trip prior to all this, and we went out there and, you know, with Carter and had a picnic lunch. And I remember walking around Balmoray at that time and walking around the park and thinking, you know, there's some things we could do here. And we came back to trying to put our brains together. How do we help? And you know, I think one of the things you look at is, you know, the park system needs their funds for the maintenance. And so, you know, when you want to make a contribution, you want something that's going to be lasting and will make something better. And for us, you know, the pool repairs was the opportunity and the catalyst to step up. But what you're seeing today is we wanted to do more, and we wanted to bring the community in, let's fix it, but let's also now put something in place that's going to make this better, can make it more educational. There's things we think we can do to improve it and make it that the West, Texas treasure and oasis that it really is. And so by doing this, you know, over a multi-year time horizon, you know, we want to add to that. We want to, you know, bring back that and really bring back that oasis feel. And I think it's important that, you know, these dollars aren't meant to step in and replace the maintenance and, you know, bathrooms and facilities and things. We want to do something that it's going to, you know, make this place even more special and just highlight the natural treasure that it is.
Okay. I don't want to put anyone on the spot because I know it just got announced this morning, but can anyone speak to what the endowment, the types of things the endowment will be used for? I don't know who would.
Sure, I can tell you, and John hit it right on the head. For us to be able to plan long term, it allows us, we have that known quantity that we will have access to in the future, which for parks sometimes hasn't always been the case. But we have a big catastrophic event like this at Balmoray, but there are always ongoing wish lists of things we wish we could do, and there's some upgrading and some sprucing up that John kind of alluded to that this will allow us to the endowment will allow us, because those things typically fall outside of the normal operating budget of the park because they're just really pressed to keep up with just the day-to-day operations. And so we don't have time to really look at the aesthetics of the park and address some of the landscaping issues that we'd like to do to enhance the beautification of the park. Mm-hmm. So the endowment can help with that. Fencing around the park has been lacking for a long time. Some of those things will go into that. We have an opportunity to modernize is not the right word, but give some of our facilities an uplift or a facelift that really will enhance the visitor experience. And some of those things typically get lagged behind, just the tyranny of the urgent, so to speak. Yeah. Some of those things lag behind, but this will allow us the opportunity to plan and take a holistic look at the park and address some of those types of issues.
And Susan, this is an opportunity, I think, to kind of reflect on what the role of the foundation is with parks. Because these extras and these enhancements, these are the types of things that the foundation does get involved with, right?
That's correct, Lydia. This endowment gift is transformational. And that's what the foundation focuses on, is we raise funds for transformational projects for the department. And this is a great example of it. And we see it helping ensure the legacy of Balmoray, and as Rodney said, enhancing and ensuring those visitor experiences.
So John, Apache's been a strong supporter of not only Texas State Parks, but Texas Parks and Wildlife in general, going back a long way. Why is that important to your company?
You know, we're a company that was founded in 1954 by Raymond Plank. One of our strong culture is the environment. Raymond was a big believer that, you know, conservation can coexist with, you know, natural resource development. And so we've adopted that. We live it. We, you know, eat, breathe, dream it. We've planted over 4 million trees.
In the backyard right here, right?
We'll be celebrating Arbor Day Saturday in Houston with the mayor. And if you look at our history, you know, with the parks, I mean, I think we've donated over 500,000 seedlings. Mm-hmm. So it's just a way to give back and, make a small difference and help make this world a better place.
That's great. I want to close with you, John, on something that you said inside, because Carter talked about the importance of private philanthropy, how important it is to conservation in Texas, that we couldn't do what we do without everybody being involved. But you made a comment also about how important public support is. And I think that might be a real good close to this conversation. You want to reflect on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think the reality is we need to make sure the parks are properly funded and there are resources out there. There will always be donations on the private side, but you can't bank on those. And so we think it's important that the parks get their adequate funding. We've got tireless workers. You know, we celebrated a lot of those in there this morning that, you know, work day and night for those beautiful parks that all of Texans and all the visitors enjoy. And, you know, we think we need to make sure that they're getting their proper funding from the state in addition to the things that we're doing. And, so we think it's important.
Well, thanks again for your support of Balmoray, of the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, of the Parks and Wildlife Department, and we really appreciate your time being here this morning and taking a few extra minutes to be with us today. So thank you all.
You're very welcome. Thank
very
you.
Very welcome.
Glad
thanks,
to be here.
Lydia.
Thanks, Lydia.
Brought to you by Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, We Will Not Be Tamed calls us all to appreciate the wildness of Texas, the vastness of our Texas spirit, and why we should be inspired to conserve it. Find out more at wewillnotbetamed.org.